how to celebrate Labor Day in your backyard or garden. While many people will be firing up the grill and enjoying a nice gathering with friends and family, perhaps heading to a nearby lake or a day trip to the ocean, there are also a large number of folks who will use Labor Day to do just that, labor in their yard and gardens. Now that the last unofficial weekend of summer is upon us, there's no better way than to get busy and get rid of some of those dying off annuals and make way for new perennials. Tidy up the flowers or perhaps begin planting some of those fall fruits and veggies. And not just the garden, this might be the best time to give the lawn a little resuscitation and renovation. You might also want to assess the yard to see what trees and shrubs you'd like to plant this fall, and how many different ways you can spruce up the yard with a little color just in time for fall. Whatever you do, take a few pictures of your yard and garden so that you have them to refer back to when you visit your local nursery or garden store. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.